Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Tracking some severe storms back to the west. You can see this cold front and the potential for severe weather. I'll show you what time it arrives here.
And breaking news, Israel has carried out a strike against Iran. What we know about the attack that threatens to escalate tensions in the Middle East.
The Durham Fire Department responded to a fire at this home early Friday morning. Coming up, I'll tell you how many people were inside the home.
Also this morning, we have learned the full schedule for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We have the dates and times for all the games straight ahead this morning.
It is 4:30 right now. It is Friday. You've made it. You've reached this Friday. It's great. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along with us. We'll get to that Canes schedule in just a moment.
Yes, and I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. I guess this is the time of year where I also have to be a Canes fan. Because I'm a New York Rangers fan, but I'll be a Canes fan too.
Yeah, you need to.
All right, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with our Friday forecast and this weekend as well, expecting some rain today.
You can see back here to the west, this is a pretty potent looking front here with lots of showers and thunderstorms along it. That continues to slide eastward into our area. And we do have a level one risk for severe storms for almost the entire viewing area for today. We'll roll through futurecast. We're starting off with some cloudy skies. We'll end up with a few scattered showers. And you can see that potential for some scattered thunderstorms, especially down in our southern counties during the afternoon, starting at around 2 or 3 o'clock and then moving on out to right around the time of the evening commute or so. We'll take a look at Saturday, too. Saturday is likely to be cloudy. Notice a little bit of light rain there that shows up early on Saturday morning. Mostly Saturday looks like it's going to be nice and dry for us, and temperatures will be on the mild side in the 70s. As we look at our rain chances for this afternoon, and you can see about a 40% chance during the evening, and then it begins to taper off a little bit. We are looking at that level one risk for severe storms across almost the entire viewing area. Our northeastern counties are not involved, but wind damage would be our biggest threat. It's nice and dry and quiet right now. It's clear it's mostly cloudy in Franklinton. Temperatures are in the mid-60s, so it's a mild start. We're looking at some 50s, Rocky Mount, South Hill, and Roxboro, 58 in Fayetteville, but 63 degrees in Clinton. Hour by hour, we'll be in the 50s and 60s this morning. We do have another warm afternoon in our forecast with highs in the low 80s, but there's some cooler air arriving by the end of the weekend. I'll show you coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news we're following this morning in the Middle East, where Israel has carried out a strike in Iran. It's a move that threatens to further escalate the conflict in the Middle East. Iranian reports say three blasts were heard near a military base where fighter jets are kept. Iranian military leaders say their air defenses shot down three drones. Israel's allies, including the U.S., are calling for restraint. The U.S. did not greenlight an Israeli attack. Israel's military has not given a comment. That attack is seen as direct retaliation to Iran's massive attack on Israel Sunday. It fired more than 300 drones and missiles. Iran said it was in response to a deadly Israeli airstrike on a Syrian consulate that killed top military officials. We are waiting for comment from President Biden about this latest escalation.
And back here at home, breaking news. Nearly a dozen people are out of a home this morning. Nick Perlin is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker and tells us they were all inside a house in Durham when it went up in flames.
The Durham Fire Department successfully put out a fire at this home right here behind me. We're told 11 people were inside the home when the fire broke out. Now take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Firefighters tell us when they arrived here just after midnight, the side of the home was engulfed in flames. You can see that part of the home burnt up and major damage to the windows of the home. We're told 11 people were inside the home and all of them made it out okay. Firefighters on scene tell me the home has been used as a boarding house recently. Firefighters are still trying to learn what exactly caused this fire. Once they have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Durham, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
A person is recovering this morning after being shot while walking near North Carolina Central University. Police say people in a passing vehicle shot the man about 9 o'clock last night while he was walking near Cecil Street and Fitzgerald Avenue. The man who was shot ran to a nearby home, and he was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. We are working to find out if police have any other information on the shooter. Part of a state highway in Scotland County is still closed this morning after a boat and vehicle fire. Pretty dramatic stuff here, the state DOT said on Facebook. The boat caught on fire underneath this bridge over Highway 74 in Scotland County yesterday. No injuries were reported, but the road is still closed. State crews will have to inspect that bridge for safety before that part of I-74 can reopen.
A 12-person jury plus an alternate has now been selected for the criminal trial, against former President Donald Trump. Today, Judge Mershon will aim to sit another five alternative jurors before the end of the day. Mershon did note that he may change the number of alternates needed if jury selection wraps up quick enough. Mershon says that he will hold what's called a Sandoval hearing this afternoon, where they will discuss what in Trump's legal history can be used if he chooses to testify.
There are some new international flights launching at RDU in the coming months, including a nonstop Copa Airlines flight to Panama City. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from RDU, and the CEO of Copa Airlines will be in the Triangle to speak at an event this morning with local business leaders. Good morning, Kelsey.
Jeff, good morning. This summer, planes will be taking off from here at RDU to head to Panama City. And this morning, the CEO of Copa Airlines will talk to Raleigh business leaders about how they're going to make that happen. Travelers will be headed through Terminal 2 this summer to go to new destinations. Direct flights to Panama, Germany, and Mexico are coming to RDU this summer. Today, Copa Airlines CEO will talk about connecting the triangle to Latin America. This comes as RDU keeps expanding. The airport saw a record-breaking number of spring break travelers this year, 1.2 billion. That's almost a 7% increase from last March. More than 150 people are expected to hear from Copa Airlines CEO today. That meeting is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live at RDU.
People in one Durham neighborhood are back in their homes this morning after a gas leak that forced them to evacuate the area. Andrew Avenue reopened just after 10 o'clock last night. Durham fire crews had the road closed for almost 8 hours because of a leak in a 30,000-gallon gas tank. Officials established a half-mile evacuation zone, and people who live within that area say they struggled to get to their loved ones.
I tried to rush to get to my sister and my niece, and they would not let me go get my three-year-old niece. They wouldn't let me drive down the road. They told me I had to walk if I wanted to go get her. So that's what I tried to do. Then got told by a firefighter that I shouldn't walk, and I still did because it's my little sister and my little niece.
And we are working to learn what the cause of that leak was. And new this morning, we now know the full schedule for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The NHL released the dates and times for all the games around 1 o'clock this morning. We already knew that game one for the Canes and New York Islanders would start at 5 o'clock at PNC Arena tomorrow. If you need tickets, the lowest price on Ticketmaster right now is $75. Game two will be Monday night at 7:30, also at PNC Arena. And the series will then shift to Long Island for games three and four. Those games will be next Thursday at 7:30. And next Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And if Game 5 is necessary, it'll be Tuesday, April 30th in Raleigh. Game 6 would be in New York on Thursday, May 2nd. And if the series go to that seventh game, it would be Saturday, May 4th at PNC Arena.
Durham Schools employees say a plan to increase their pay in the coming school year is a step toward making things right. They rallied outside Thursday night's school board meeting. It was the latest demonstration in a months-long dispute with the school over their pay. Now, last year, classified staff members in Durham Schools got raises but had to give them up because of a budgeting error. The newly proposed budget set aside more than $8 million for a pay bump. Employees say it is much-needed pay.
We need that $8.8 million to stem the bleeding right now to make sure my colleagues will stay.
The Durham Association of Educators says it wants to make sure special education and ESL teachers get raises as well. The school board is set to vote on the budget next month.
Coming up, scary moments on the runway at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. when two planes almost collide into each other.
Stop, stop, we're 2937, stop.
We'll tell you the mistake made that almost resulted in an accident.
Plus, an investigation is underway after a group of people was spotted grabbing bear cubs out of a tree in Asheville. Why wildlife officials say this could be dangerous for both the humans and those cubs.
And we'll take you out to North Hills this morning. A live look there. We're starting the day off with nice temperatures, but storms are expected in some areas this afternoon. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the best chance for rain is.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. We're taking a look at our severe weather threat for today. The Storm Prediction Center expanded it again, so it does include almost the entire viewing area for today. Likely to see those storms developing after lunchtime and continuing on and off into the evening. We'll stay fairly dry until just after lunch, and then you can start to see that chance of rain growing, and it was with us during most of the evening as well. We take a look outside right now at Durham, Raleigh, Fayetteville. Temperatures are anywhere from the upper 50s to mid-60s, 64 in Durham. I'm in Raleigh, 58 degrees in Fayetteville right now. And we'll take a look at your forecast for dog walking at lunchtime, 71. And once we get into the afternoon, we'll have a chance for scattered storms, including during the evening commute.
A Fayetteville mother is expected to be in court today after she was arrested for carrying a weapon on school property. 35-year-old Stevie Pelfrey faces one charge of carrying a weapon on educational property. She was arrested yesterday after a Hope Mills Middle School resource officer saw her with a handgun during a baseball game. She was released on $2,500 bond.
A Maryland teenager is in custody for allegedly threatening a mass shooting at a high school. Police say 18-year-old Alex Yeh wrote a 129-page manifesto that described a school shooting. He claims that it was a fictional story, but police say they got a tip from someone who said they knew Yeh from their time together at a psychiatric facility. Officers say that he owns a BB gun, but no other weapons were found. Authorities say his internet searches included gun ranges near me and searches about recent school shootings. He has been charged with threat of mass violence and is being held without bond.
There's another close call on an airport runway. The FAA is investigating a near collision between two jets at Washington's Reagan National Airport. Two planes were on an apparent collision course Thursday after being cleared onto the same runway. Audio recordings reveal air traffic controllers shouting for a Southwest Airlines flight to stop as it began taxiing right in front of a JetBlue plane.
Stop! Southwest 2937, stop!
A source tells NBC News the planes came within about 1,000 feet of each other. That's a close call in those terms. It comes the day before a four-day hiring period to try to address a severe staffing shortage among air traffic controllers.
Over 100 people were arrested, including Republican Representative Ilhan Omar's daughter, after protesters set up an encampment at New York's Columbia University in support of Gaza. The demonstrators occupied the space on the university's south lawn for 30 hours. Columbia asked the NYPD for help and said the students had been suspended and were refusing to leave. Tensions over free speech have erupted on some college campuses since the war between Hamas and Israel started in October.
The Smithsonian Museum of American History will reopen today in Washington after a bomb threat last night. Officials say the threat came in just minutes before closing time. Local law enforcement fully secured that building before clearing it for staff to re-enter. The U.S. Park Police and D.C. Metropolitan Police are investigating the threat.
North Carolina wildlife officials are investigating after this was caught on camera, a group of people actually pulling cubs from a tree. This happened in Asheville near an apartment complex, and you can see a group can be seen pulling the cubs from a tree, then holding one and taking a selfie. The video was reported to NC Wildlife. When officials got there, only one cub was left behind, and wildlife officials did end up confronting this group.
We did follow up with the people who pulled the bear out of the tree. We did confront them on site that day. We let them know how irresponsible and potentially deadly it could be for that cub to be separated from its mom.
Yeah, the cub left behind was not harmed and is now in a rehab facility. Charges have yet to be filed.
Johnston County has seen a huge increase in biopharma jobs over the last several years. Today, Grifols celebrated the 50th anniversary of its Clayton plant. The facility originally started developing medicine in 1974. Grifols purchased it a little over a decade ago and since then has put over $1 billion into that facility. Clayton's mayor says the company also has a commitment to quality of life in the area and the development of its workforce.
It's so important for our young people today to understand they can have a career in biopharmaceutical, that everyone doesn't have to attend a four-year university. There's so much opportunity right here in your own backyard.
Good morning.
Nacho Abia is the CEO of Grifols. He says the plan is to continue to invest to eventually double what they can produce from the Clayton facility.
Cumberland County students, families, and staff celebrated the 40th annual Very Special Arts Festival last night. It's a chance for 500 exceptional children in Cumberland County schools to take the stage and shine. This event has been going on for 40 years, and WRL's Gilbert Bays has served as the event's master of the ceremony since the start. This year's theme was traveling around the world through the arts. The show included a tricycle ride at Tour de France and imaginary pizza from Italy, harmonica music, and more.
Well, ultimately, it really does build their confidence and gives them the opportunity to show what they're doing in their classes and work with their teachers and just be able to come and work together.
Organizers hope to include middle and high school students at next year's event.
448, the time right now. We've been talking about it for a couple of days, and here today, Friday, we have that severe weather risk. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRN Severe Weather Center. This is expanded, contracted. Here we are.
It definitely has. And so it's back to covering almost the entire viewing area, minus a few of our northeastern counties, but it does look like it's more likely that we would see the scattered showers and thunderstorms in our southern counties starting after lunchtime and potentially continuing into the evening. We take a look at Futurecast. Kicking things off this morning, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. By the time we get to lunchtime, we start to see a few light showers rolling through. This is a look at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there may be a few scattered storms in our southeastern counties between 2 and 5. And then Futurecast began to show closer to the cold front coming through, the potential for a few scattered thunderstorms during the evening as well. So there's 9 o'clock through 11 o'clock. So it would be another quick little band of showers and storms that came through. But in either case, either the afternoon or those evening thunderstorms could produce some wind damage, maybe some gusts up to 60 miles per hour. 40% chance for today. Again, some afternoon and then potentially evening thunderstorms as this rolls on through. It's a nice quiet morning for us. We're seeing mostly cloudy skies this morning in Franklinton with a temperature of 64. We'll hold it in the low to mid 60s all the way up until about 10 o'clock. 83 in Raleigh, 82 Durham, 86 in Fayetteville. Again, we do have that potential for some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. And then a big temperature whiplash. We go from 83 today to 59 on Sunday. So we are definitely, we've seen that temperature just drop. It started in the 70s. And as we continue to watch the evolution of that system that's going to bring us the rain on Sunday, it is really going to be a chilly, gray and wet day. Our normal high is 74, so a pretty big roller coaster ride here. 80 today, 83 today, 59 Sunday, and then back to 73 on Tuesday. So it's going to be very interesting. For tomorrow, we'll see partly cloudy skies. It's possible that we would see an isolated shower, but tomorrow, for the most part, will feel pretty dry, 78, and then we'll see scattered rain, especially in the afternoon, with that high of 59. So big change, but it doesn't last too long. If you're headed out Saturday to the Hurricanes game, of course, they're starting the playoffs. It should be really nice for tailgating. It's a 5 o'clock game, and ahead of that, temperatures will be in the mid-70s, and we'll see mostly cloudy skies, but it should stay dry. Sunday, we'll see increasing chances for rain. We're going to walk through that timeline for the rain on Sunday, and Monday's still cool, and then temperatures are back into the 70s midweek.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRL Live Center. I want to show you some, speaking of the weather, some damage here in Missouri after the storm that blew through that area. Those severe storms all across St. Louis region overnight, leaving thousands without power. The storm produced powerful winds, hail, and tornadoes in some areas. Severe storm warnings were issued for St. Louis and several other counties. There were also several confirmed tornadoes in the area. Several buildings were also damaged by these storms. Of course, the big cleanup continues in St. Louis this morning.
All right, thanks, Ken. A recall to tell you about this morning, why Trader Joe's say that you should throw out a certain brand of basil immediately.
And one of our state parks is becoming more accessible. We'll tell you about the changes being made at Grandfather Mountain so the iconic swing bridge there can be used by all.